Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, we've always known that an aspirin a day can keep the doctor away and help you with heart disease and stroke risk. But now they're finding out, and we learned this from our very own Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Mehmet Oz, that an aspirin a day could possibly help reduce some of the risks of some cancers. A new metadata study showed that bowel cancer by 35%, esophageal and stomach cancers by 30, and prostate cancer by 10 for taking an aspirin a day. That would include a baby aspirin. Just remember, if you're going to take an aspirin, drink a half a glass of warm water before and after taking that aspirin. It keeps the tablets away from your stomach lining and helps them dissolve quickly. Know that the side effects of taking an aspirin a day could be that it could increase the risk of digestive tract bleeds, but that's still pretty rare. So an aspirin a day for heart disease and stroke risk and an aspirin a day for some cancers could really be the answer to, you know, decreasing some of those risk factors on this Friday. And now we're talking about FDA and the House. We've got a couple of different stories here. The FDA wants more details about sugar on food labels. They're saying that they should contain more detail about how much sugar is in a product and how many are the recommended daily allowances for sugar. You know that they're saying that they're hoping that the food labels will not only say how much sugar is in a product, but what percentage the sugar adds to the daily recommended intake. We already have that for sodium, fat, cholesterol, and fiber. But sugar's just usually given in grams and not in terms of recommended daily intake. So if you are somebody who reads labels, as I hope that listening to all these shows you are, this would be something that would add to your knowledge base and make you a more informed consumer. These federal guidelines suggest that people get no more than 10% of their daily calories from added sugar. And in another story, but along the same lines, here's the FDA wanting more information on our labels about sugar. Well, now, you know, in China and Russia, they require the labeling of genetically engineered foods, or what we call GMOs. But here in America, there's a whole nother ball game. Today, 275 members of the House voted to keep consumers in the dark by voting for legislation that would block GMO labeling efforts here. I don't know why anybody would vote for this. It is a mostly Republican and very partisan bill. And I think that the Republican-backed bill is, in the sense they're saying, it's everybody's own choice. You know, government shouldn't be regulating these things. I get that. I get they want smaller government. But the problem here is that people want to know what's in their food, and they want to know if something is a GMO, if it's genetically modified, if there's somebody who wants to choose all organic or all natural foods or any other kinds of food, they want to be able to read labels. So while we'd like to be a more informed consumer and read about sugar in our food and the content of cholesterol and fat and saturated fats and trans fats, here they're now saying that GMO labeling should be really up to the consumer. How ridiculous is that? They're calling this the Dark Act, and it takes away the rights from states and municipalities to pass mandatory GMO labeling laws. I disagree with this completely. I think maybe it doesn't have to be mandatory, but for God's sakes, let us know if something is. And some people are saying that it's an attempt by Monsanto to crush the democratic decision-making of tens of millions of Americans. So if you have something you want to say, contact your local senator, because these things should be on our labels. You can hear I'm passionate about it. So contact your senator, get involved, then you'll know what's in your food. Stay tuned. Got a great show.